frustration by failing to back a rescue bid. The British astronaut Tim Peake has been speaking to journalists and schoolchildren from the International Space Station for the final time ahead of his return to Earth later this month. He said he believed his six-month trip was worthwhile as space was going to play an ever-increasing role in life.
Social housing here has had a boost from the European Investment Bank. It's to provide £280 million of loans towards building thousands of new homes. And Julian O'Neill's here. What will be its impact?
Well, Seamus, I think we have to consider that there are 40,000 on the waiting list for low-rent social housing. So what was announced today, 4,700 homes over a period of 5 years, will help address but a portion of the overall problem. We are there only talking about two associations, Choice and Apex, being the ones being loaned this capital, which will be added to from the Stormont coffers. There are other housing associations, of course, doing other projects, and that should always be remembered. But not likely on this scale. These homes will be delivered across Northern Ireland, but they didn't go into precise details today as to where exactly they will be. In fact, in many cases, I would imagine the sites may not yet even have been acquired. But here's the assessment of what this means from Michael McDonnell, the chief executive of Choice.
The waiting list has over 40,000 people on it, 20,000 in housing stress. So I think this investment and the thousands of new homes that affordable homes that will be built as a result will make a start in bringing that number down. But I'm conscious there's lots more that we can do. So I'm hopeful that this is merely the beginning of the relationship with the EIB and the ongoing relationship with the Department for Communities, that we can continue to meet the need for housing.
Why the European Investment Bank?
Well, associations do go to lending institutions for cash, Seamus, as well as obtaining money from Stormont, but public funds on their own can't simply deliver what's needed. This is the first time the European Investment Bank, based in Luxembourg, has lent directly to Northern Ireland housing associations. The amount today, 280 million, in one stroke is more than half of what they've provided here in the last decade. The last notable EIB loan, Seamus, was the 150 million to the University of Ulster towards its Belfast campus. They are loans, but at low interest rates and over a longer period than a conventional bank would lend. And the EIB targets infrastructure public schemes. Here's its vice president, Jonathan Taylor, explaining a little bit more.
280 million. The term of the loan is 25 years. And we're doing this because these are excellent projects. They're projects which are at sufficient scale for it to make sense for us to be lending. As a wholesale bank ourselves, we tend to lend in large amounts. But we also look not just at the project from a sort of credit point of view. We look at it from the point of view of whether it is supporting economic and social objectives. And in this case, it very plainly is. And we're very happy to be involved in it.
The bank's the lending arm of the European Union. What happens if the UK votes to leave?
Yeah, I mean, it's not an institution, Seamus, that many people would be overly familiar with. Let's remind ourselves, the shareholders of the bank are EU member states. The bank was set up to support EU policies, and about 90% of its loans are to projects within the EU. Now, Jonathan Taylor, who we heard from there, told me at today's announcement that he, the bank, believed continued UK membership was a matter for voters. No real surprise there. And he or the bank wasn't for offering an opinion. But he did make clear that existing loans like those today and like the one to the University of Ulster would not be impacted by any UK exit vote. But it could impact on future lending. Here's what he said.
It has no bearing on existing loans, loans which we have already agreed, where obviously a contract is a contract, and we have we've agreed these, and these will be drawn down in the normal sort of way. There may well be implications for the future. It's difficult to say at this stage what those will be. I mean, obviously, we would wish very much to be in a position to continue to do this sort of business at these sorts of levels or beyond in the future.
So just to sum up and to make sure I've understood you correctly, making loans like this would be complicated by UK withdrawal.
Yes, it would.
Jonathan Taylor of the European Investment Bank. We'll have much more on this during the programme, including the view of the new minister responsible for housing. It's 8 minutes past five. A man and his two children are still in hospital after they were struck by lightning out